To be or not to be, Hamlet, I beg to differ. How limiting could that question be? How restraining could it ever get? Do we only have two possible answers to a question? Do we always have two things to choose from? Are our options so restricted? Are we so grounded? Have we gone colorblind? When did our retinas stop seeing the colors of a rainbow? Why do we print our experience in duotone? In a game of multiple choice questions, how many answers could be correct? What number of choices do we have? Who gives us the options? When do we have to submit our selections? And who decides if we passed or failed? I was brought up to be your typical optionless person. But I learned how to find micro-options and loopholes of choices in the tightest of situations and the trickiest of questions. It was always hard for me to choose between two dishes or two men, when one gave me heartburn and the other made my brain go numb. I went through a long journey of self-discovery, while I learned the virtue of the big picture, multi-dimensions, and different perspectives. I found my true calling, and now there is no putting off to the fire within my soul. It shocks me now to meet people who are still trapped in the narrow tunnels of low self-esteem and shackled to the ground by the lead balls of fear. With their black blindfolds on, they face the brick walls of self-inflicted imprisonment and turn their backs to all the opportunities in the world. We, human beings, have unlimited options. Choices liberate us, and knowing that we will never run out of options and alternatives is a relief. We are meant to choose. We are created to investigate options and alternatives. We are not equipped to compromise for the long run. There are times when we consciously limit our options, because we do not want to feel overwhelmed by the infinity of choices out there. It is difficult to choose. The bigger the selection, the more helpless we feel. How do we know we're making the right decision? How do we know we're choosing what is good for us? How can we tell that we're not going to regret this? Noah, other than using our limited common sense and intangible gut feeling, we will never know. But nothing justifies waking up in the morning hating what you wake up to, who you wake up with, or where you get up to go. Nothing explains leading an unfulfilled life with an unfulfilling job and an unfulfilling partner. We only live once, so we'd better make the perfect use of our time on earth. I am not pleading for drastic measures like divorce, immigration, great escape, or 180 degrees career changes. I'm just defending our human right to choose. Our lives do not have to come to a standstill if we are in the wrong job with the wrong boss or in the wrong house with the wrong partner. We do not have to settle. We do not need to settle. We should not settle. After being confined in a solitary cell, freeing your mind starts with knowing who you are. Find the answers in your heart. Ask yourself, what do I like? What makes me happy? What makes my eyes light up with hope? What makes my cheeks glow with achievement? What makes me want to jump out of bed in the morning? What puts a smile on my face when someone or something rocks my boat? Be it a new language, a long-forgotten hobby, a dream career, a challenging sport, or anything else that adds flavor to a tasteless dish. Anything that adds color to our black and white life. No, Hamlet, I am sorry. It does not have to be or not to be.